So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf compared hoardiness to arayas. Kalodim shish begas ruach, lebsayif nichshol be'eshesish. Someone who is hoardy will eventually get entangled in a relationship with a married woman. The Gemara continues its discussion about the sin of hoardiness. Azhar legasir ruach minayin. The Gemara finds two possible sources forbidding hoardiness. Shimu v'hazinu al tekvo. This pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah is an explicit commandment not to be hoardy. Or a source from the Chumash, Hisham lecha pentishkach es Hashem lekecha. The Torah forbids one to forget Hashem, and a few pesukim later and says, V'ram levavecha v'shachachta. Hoardiness causes one to forget Hashem. The Gemara lists various punishments and consequences of hoardiness. Kol adam shiyesh begas ruach, someone who is hoardy, l'sayif mismayit. His importance will be diminished. However, v'im chayzer boi ne'esa bizmanoi, if he subsequently humbles himself, he will live out his years. Ro legadu kashera, he deserves to be cut down like a tree of avodah zarah. Ein afar niner, he does not merit chiyas ha'mesim. Shechina mi'alelas alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu laments over him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein ani v'hu yuchayin lodur ba'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares that he cannot dwell together with him. However, ikedemasni le'amasaper lashon hara. Some claim that this is said in regard to a baal lashon hara. Afilu ruach kima ichrasa. Any opportunity for punishment befalls him and destroys him. L'soif nifchas. He is destined to be humbled from his position. On the other hand, the Gemara describes the virtue of humbleness. Mishadaitei shvala, ma'olav akasev, kilu hikrev kol hakorbanos kulam. It is as if he has offered every possible carbon, as the pasuk says. Zivchei elikim ruach nishbara. Hashem values as an offering a humble spirit. In addition, in tefilas nemesis, his praise will never be scorned, as the pasuk says. Leiv nishba v'nitke elikim leisivza. Hashem never scorns a broken heart. The Gemara describes how we can learn humbleness from Hashem. The pasuk says, "Vezdako shval ruach eshken." I reside with one who is of humble spirit. This can be interpreted either as "iti daka," I raise him up so that he is with me, or "ani es daka," I lower myself to be with him. This second explanation has support from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu niach kol harim v'gvoyis v'hishru shchinas el har Sinai v'lo gova har Sinai lamala. Hashem chose to descend upon Har Sinai and did not raise the mountain itself. The Gemara adds that the fact that Hashem chose Har Sinai, the lowest of the mountains, over other much taller mountains, shows Hashem's appreciation of humbleness. Another example of how Hashem demonstrates humbleness, Midas Bas V'Dam, Gevoya Roya Es HaGevoya, Ve'en Gevoya Roya Es HaShafel. Usually one who is elevated is only concerned with others of his stature. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu concerns himself with those who are low as well. As the pasuk says, Ki Ram Hashem v'shafel yira. Hashem is exalted, yet he sees the downtrodden. The Gemara brings a machlekes regarding an appropriate measure of hoardiness. Rav says, Talmud Chacham tzorich shehei bo echad mishmoyne b'shminas. A Talmud Chacham must have 1/64th measure of hoardiness so that he be able to properly influence others, as Rashi writes. However, Nachum Yitzchak says, "Loi mina v'loi miktsasa." It's advisable to avoid it completely because the pasuk says, "Te'avas Hashem kol gval leiv." It is an abomination. The Gemara now returns to the topic of kinui and describes what constitutes a valid warning. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak says, "Kitzad mekanala." If he warns her not to speak with a particular individual, and she ignored his warning and spoke to him, she does not become a saita. The Gemara explains, instructing her not to speak with someone does not constitute a warning, even if she subsequently secluded herself with him. Similarly, al tistri v'dibri mai. Even if he warned her not to seclude herself, if she merely spoke to him, adayim muteres lavesa umuteres lachem betruma, she is certainly still permitted. However, as the Mishnah continues, nechnasa imoy lavesa seiser v'shasa imoy kedei toma, if after warning her against seclusion, she secluded herself with that person long enough to become defiled, asur lavesa v'asur lachem betruma, she's forbidden to her husband, and if he was a kayin, she's now forbidden to eat truma. The Mishnah concludes, "V'emeis chaylatzis v'lemis yabemis." If he subsequently dies without children, she may not perform Yibum with his brother. However, she must undergo Chalitza. The Gemara offers four possible sources for this halacha. The pasuk says, Ki matzaba ervas davar, v'yatz mibeser v'holcha v'hoys l'ish achar. If a woman committed adultery and is then divorced, she may marry another man. The superfluous word achar tells us, l'ish achar v'li l'yavim, that she may not marry the yavim who is not an achar, a complete stranger, because of their connection of Yibum, due to her previous marriage. However, she does need a chalitza because ilu isi laval, milu boyeget. If she was still married to her husband, she would need a divorce, as the pasuk says, v'chasav l'siv ekrisis. Therefore, hashta nami to boy chalitza, she needs chalitza after his death. As Rashi explains, the yavim b'mokum balkoi. The yavim is in place of the husband. Alternatively, this halacha can be inferred from the pasuk in the following manner. Rachmana amar, v'yatsa mibesoi, doli listri levesei. Va'at amr tisyabim nami yavumi? The Torah instructs the husband to divorce her in order not to destroy his home. Obviously, the yavim cannot be commanded to marry her. However, she may marry someone else. D'mikar remin lo aleha bakarche? He would do so of his own volition. The Gemara in Da'av Vav offers a third interpretation of the pasuk. Hakasav kuroi acher. The pasuk calls him acher, different from her first husband, because zeh haitzi risha mibesei v'zeh hechnes risha l'teich besei. The first husband divorced her for her sins, and the second husband subsequently married her. Obviously, the brother cannot be commanded to marry her. However, if she marries someone else, and he then dies without children, she may perform Yibum, because she may have repented, and he is not considered an Acher in regard to the second husband. Rava offers a fourth source. Im nesra b'mutula b'asula l'kashken. She becomes forbidden to her husband, to whom she was originally permitted, surely she should be forbidden to his brother, to whom she was originally forbidden as an erva. Although eshet kohen shenensa umes, v'yesh le'achalol, a kohen's wife who is violated, although she becomes forbidden to her husband, his brother who is a chalol, who has a din of a Yisrael, may be miyabim har, the Gemara explains, einus b'Yisrael mishra shari, v'gabe d'hai leke yisura. This is because only a kohen is forbidden to her. To anyone else, she is still a kashera with no reason to forbid her.